We're pleased to be joined by Governor Laura Kelly here on News Radio KMAN today. Governor, it's a pleasure to talk to you once again.
Thanks, Brandon. Good to hear from you again, too.
Well, we'll start with a few different topics here. We're going to talk about COVID, economic development, education, and transportation this morning with you. And we'll start with COVID first because it's probably the most pressing issue. We've seen restrictions relaxed at the end of the spring, and then we saw it kind of ramp up again here in the last month or so. What is your message right now to residents growing frustrated by some of these restrictions we're starting to see?
Well, that I share their frustrations. You know, I thought that we had, you know, gotten over the worst of this and that we really were going to be able to live our lives in a more normal pattern. I do think because we've got the vaccination out there and available and free and effective, that there's a chance if people will go ahead and take advantage of that, that we can move into a more normal mode of operation, both in our schools and our business and our personal lives, quickly. We know that the vaccine works, and we know that it will protect folks from becoming seriously ill. There can be a breakthrough, but those are not the people who are ending up in the ICUs or ultimately passing away. So I'm hoping that folks will go there so that we can revert to a more normal way of life. In the meantime, I encourage everybody, in addition to getting vaccinated, to please mask up indoors when they're around other people. That is one way that we can slow down the spread of the Delta variant, which is much worse than the original variant.
And, of course, masking has been a controversial topic for a while here, but we know for a fact that it's good at mitigating the spread of the virus. We've seen mandates coming across in some parts of the state. I don't know if you're a fan of mandates or not. Is that a good move? And ideally, what's the threshold for?
Well, I think where you're seeing them, Brandon, is in the school districts. Mm-hmm. And I think we all need to remember that while if you're 12 or older, the vaccine is available and free and easy to access. But anybody under the age of 12, and that counts most of our elementary school students, are not eligible. There is not a vaccine for them. The only way we can protect those kids whom we really want back in the schools full-time with a teacher is for everyone, including the kids, to be masked up. And we'll need to do that until that vaccine comes on the market and is available for that age group.
Ideally, what's the threshold you think we need to reach for herd immunity on vaccines?
Well, you know, I'm not a public health expert. I'm not an epidemiologist. So I would only be echoing what I've heard from the experts. And I think it's no less than 70% of the total population fully vaccinated. And just to be safe, I would like to shoot for a higher number.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hopefully those numbers will go up. And are you fairly confident that we can avoid more shutdowns going forward to not hinder the economy?
We're going to do everything that we possibly can to avoid any slowdown in our economy, any closure of schools, any needing to go remote. We will do everything that we can, and I just ask the people of Kansas to do everything they can to help the cause.
All right. We're speaking with Governor Laura Kelly here on News Radio KMAN. In terms of education, how is your administration supporting K-12 education and higher education efforts, and might we see any drops in state funding over the next year?
Oh, I don't expect that we will. You know, we have fully funded K-12 the 3 years that I have presented a budget now to the legislature. I have every intention of fully funding it as we go into our fourth budget this fall. So I don't see that being a problem. The legislature has agreed to the fully funding. I think they, as much as I, want to stay out of the courts. And while we have not been in the court technically for the last 3 years, that case is still there. And so if we were to fall short, I think the court would be within its purview to reopen that case. I don't think the legislature wants that. I know I don't, and I don't think Kansans do. So I expect that we will be fully funding K through 12. In terms of higher education, we'll do everything that we can to ensure that our higher education institutions have the resources that they need. You know, we were very fortunate when this pandemic hit that the federal government responded with a fair amount of money that we were able to direct towards our higher education institutions to help them get through the tough times. We know that the pandemic has taken a hit on those institutions in terms of enrollment and fees and, room and board and all those kinds of revenue sources that really got turned off. So we're working with them and partnering with the feds to ensure that they've got what they need to be able to provide top-class education for our college-age students.
All right. Well, I know, we have K-State here in Manhattan, and there's a lot of concerns with, the state funding not being where it was, or not being where it was this year compared to 10 plus years ago. And then we also have another issue here with, I'm sure you've been following the Big 12 drama going on here. I don't know if your office has any leverage to protect the interests of K-State and KU in terms of that conversation. And I wanted to see if I could get a response on that.
Well, we are exercising whatever leverage this office does have. You know, we have been in communication with the Big 12 commissioner, and part of the conversation about where do we go, what do we do to ensure that K-State and KU are protected during this entire process and hopefully come out even better in the end. There are just lots and lots of conversations going on, as I'm sure everybody in Manhattan is well aware. Don't know exactly where all things will end up, but you can rest assured that we're there and that we are watching out for both K-State and KU to ensure that our teams and our institutions and those communities come out on the better end of this whole thing.
You know, a lot of people talk just about the sports side of things on that whole thing, but that could really be a big domino and affect the whole region economically.
Well, I think there are just too many variables to know
right
now whether the impact, if there will be an impact, and whether that will be a positive or negative impact. I mean, obviously, we have focused a lot on economic development in the 2.5 years I've been in office. And so, we're taking that approach with this too, hoping that, in the end, that this can be a win for not only the economy of Kansas, but specifically for Manhattan and Lawrence.
And we're speaking with Governor Laura Kelly here on News Radio KMAN. I know you were out in Manhattan about a month or so ago for the BevHub ribbon cutting, and that's a big economic investment here. What else is going on here from your perspective?
Well, we've got a few other projects, some of which I can't really talk about. You understand the proprietary interests of these companies. So, but, we have focused like a laser since the day I got into office on ensuring that, the first thing we did was to rebuild the Department of Commerce. It had been completely decimated. We did not have an international trade division. Team. We didn't have a domestic trade division team. The Main Street program, which really benefits our rural communities, has been disbanded. So we started from the get-go to just build that back up. And we've got a very robust team now that has been producing over the last 2 years. I think people are aware that last year we beat the record for new capital investment in Kansas in a year, and we are on the path to even beat our own record, the 2020 record, this year in 2021, because we are focused like a laser. And we're not focusing on any particular region of the state. It's all over. So Manhattan can rest assured that when opportunities present themselves, the team at Commerce, in conjunction with the EcoDevo folks from the city, will be all over it.
All right. Well, and I know we have NBAF out here, and the conversation always from the chamber folks is, you know, trying to find more avenues for investment to kind of help that sector. Is that kind of the same pathway your office is going with there?
Well, NBAF has been a tremendous catalyst for investment, particularly in the areas of the biosciences, you know, food safety, plant safety, animal safety. So, yes, and there are companies that specialize in those areas, and obviously with the pending ribbon cutting at NBAF, early 2023, those companies are taking a really close look at Manhattan and the surrounding area.
All right. Well, and another leg of the whole stool here is transportation. I haven't followed too closely with where your office is at on transportation, but I know it is a major concern for you. What's the latest on how that investment's going?
Well, much like our economic development programs, our transportation program had been pretty much eliminated for all intents and purposes, and we have done a lot. One, got passed a new 10-year comprehensive transportation plan, the IKE program, last year, and we have also been steadily reinvesting in transportation infrastructure, broadband, using the funds that had been intended for those uses but had been swept in previous administrations. So we expect, with the presentation of the next budget, that we will fully close what we always call the Bank of KDOT money that's been swept and used to fill in budget holes. We expect that we will be giving that money over to transportation infrastructure projects, including infrastructure in broadband, really ensuring that we use that money and then the money that we're getting in from the federal government to connect folks all across the state of Kansas. That would be a huge economic boom, particularly for our rural areas.
Well, I know there's several places around here. You go north of Manhattan, and broadband, you can see the need for the broadband. So
yes.
Let's hope that continues.
Well, and we know that, and we are committed to connecting as many homes, as many businesses as we possibly can. I think we've already brought online another 80,000 households, and we have no intention of stopping. We're partnering with the private sector, our telecoms, and other entities to ensure that we get that internet access, and fast internet access, to as many households, if not all households, in the state.
All right. Well, is there anything else I haven't asked you about that you want to make sure to get out to the listeners this morning?
No, I think you've covered it well.
All right. Well, Governor, we always appreciate the opportunity to get to talk to you, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road sometime.
Okay. Take care.
Again, that is Governor Laura Kelly joining us here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.